Wales, Epic Views of a Small Country, by Jan Morris.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
This book is dedicated with love and gratitude to its subject. Prologue. Brooded over by mist, more often than swirled about by cloud, drizzled rather than storm-swept, on the western perimeter of Europe lies the damp, demanding, and obsessively interesting country called by its own people Cymru, signifying, it is thought, a comradeship, and known to the rest of the world, if it is known at all, as Wales. It is a small country, in many ways the archetype of a small country, but its smallness is not petty. On the contrary, it is profound, and if its frontiers were ever to be extended, or its nature somehow eased, its personality would lose stature, not gain it. You must look hard to find Wales in an atlas, for it is a peninsula not much larger than Swaziland, rather smaller than Massachusetts, inhabited by a mere 2.9 million people. Also, it is so obscurely tucked away there in the heart of the British archipelago that many maps fail to name it at all, and as often as not, people elsewhere have never heard of it, or at best assume it to be a municipality somewhere, or a lake in Florida.